Leviticus chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy is healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedarwood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp, and shall remain outside of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes, also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two lambs, and on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that makes him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the holy place, for as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil, and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before Yahweh. And the priest shall offer the sin offering, and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he is poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, before Yahweh. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering, and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. and he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before Yahweh. And the priest shall put out, and the priest shall put off the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering, and the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before Yahweh. And he shall offer one of the turtle doves, or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a sin offering, and the one for a burnt offering, with the meat offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before Yahweh. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertains to his cleansing. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When you come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, and he that owns the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, It seems to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priest goes into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house is not made unclean, and afterward the priest shall go in to see the house, and he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague is in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house, and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the 7th day, and shall look, and behold, if the plague has spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place outside the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off outside the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague comes again and breaks out in the house, after that he has taken away the stones, and after he has scraped the house, and after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague has spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goes into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the evening. And he that lies in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eats in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague has not spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the house 2 birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house 7 times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for all manner of plague, and of leprosy and scale, and for the leprosy of a garment, and of a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean, and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Leviticus chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When any man has a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh runs with his issue, or his flesh is stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanness. Every bed whereon he lies that has the issue is unclean, and every thing whereon he sits shall be unclean. And whoever touches his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that sits on anything whereon he sat that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that touches the flesh of him that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if he that has the issue spits upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whatever saddle he rides upon that has the issue shall be unclean. And whoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And he that bears any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whomever he touches that has the issue and has not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he touches, which has the issue, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that has an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and come before Yahweh to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them to the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before Yahweh for his issue. And if any man's seed of copulation goes out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water and be unclean until the evening. And every garment and every skin whereon is the seed of copulation shall be washed with water and be unclean until the evening. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman has an issue and her issue in her flesh is blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lies upon in her separation shall be unclean, everything also that she sits upon shall be unclean, and whoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whoever touches anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if it is on her bed or on anything whereon she sits, when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lies with her at all, and her impurity is upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the beds whereon he lies shall be unclean. And if a woman has an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it runs beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, she shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lies all the days of her issue shall be to her as the bed of her separation, and whatever she sits upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation. And whoever touches these things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. But if she is cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take to her two turtle doves or two young pigeons, and bring them to the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer them one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her before Yahweh for the issue of her uncleanness. Thus shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that has an issue, and of him whose seed goes from him and is defiled therewith, and of her that is sick of her impurity, and of him that has an issue, of the man and of the woman, and of him that lies with her that is unclean. Leviticus chapter 16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before Yahweh and died. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron, your brother, that he comes not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he dies not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen turban shall he be attired. These are holy garments, therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering, and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them before Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for Yahweh and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which Yahweh's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before Yahweh, to make an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before Yahweh, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before Yahweh, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he dies not. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward, and before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goes in to make an atonement in the holy place, until he comes out and has made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is before Yahweh, and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he has made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there, and he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering shall he burn upon the altar. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth outside the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung, and he that burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute for ever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it is one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourns among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall afflict your souls by a statute for ever. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments, and he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priests and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Leviticus chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, saying, Whatever man there is of the house of Israel that kills an ox, or lamb, or goat in the camp, or that kills it out of the camp, and brings it not to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer an offering unto Yahweh before the tabernacle of Yahweh, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto Yahweh to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to the priest, and offer them for peace offerings unto Yahweh. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices to devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statute for ever to them throughout their generations. And you shall say to them, Whatever man there is of the house of Israel, or of the strangers which sojourn among you, that offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, and brings it not to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer it unto Yahweh, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatever man there is of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eats any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourns among you eat blood. And whatever man there is of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunts and catches any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. And every soul that eats that which died of itself, or that which was torn by beasts, whether it is one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean, but if he washes them not, nor bathes his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Leviticus chapter 18. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am Yahweh your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, shall you not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am Yahweh your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live in them. I am Yahweh. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am Yahweh. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother shall you not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife shall you not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or daughter of your mother, whether she is born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or of your daughter's daughter, even their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten of your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is your father's near kinswoman. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's near kinswoman. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, you shall not approach to his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, it is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswomen. It is wickedness. Neither shall you take a wife to her sister to distress her to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also you shall not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her nakedness. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbour's wife to defile yourself with her. And you shall not let any of your seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shall you profane the name of your God, I am Yahweh. Neither shall you profane the name of your God, I am Yahweh. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind, it is abomination. Neither shall you lie with any beast to defile yourself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto, it is confusion. Defile not you yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourns among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commits them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore you shall keep my ordinance that you commit not one nor any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am Yahweh your God.